AR Mobile.
Inform 2 Tango Mobile.
And 4DJC.
Put you up to today, WU2T Mobile.
Trish, you've been out to the, had to go by to see the dentist today for a little while to get some more stuff done, schedule some more stuff to be done. I hate doing it, but gotta be done before I keep my teeth. Sure was cool out this morning, that's for sure. At least we didn't have any, didn't seem like we had any slick spots when we went out there.
Pretty much stayed just rain at my house. I did hear a little bit of sleet late last night for, about a minute, maybe a minute and a half. But then I got more rain and then nothing. So when I went to bed, it wasn't doing anything. It was just, you know, what it was. And I got up this morning and raining again. So, you know, I guess we, beat the odds that time, this time. So, and all the school, both the school districts over here that I live near, both districts 5 and district 6 in South Bend, Spartanburg County, all closed their schools today because of the possibility of icing on the roads. But it did get down to about, it didn't get down below 34 over here at my house this last night and this morning. So, and I've got to run pick up some ink cartridges and then go back to the house and wait on delivery. I've got a new printer coming, and it's out on the truck for delivery by UPS. So I haven't seen them this morning. So I'm taking the moment to run out here to do what I got to do and get back to the house. You know.
The UPS account that I signed up for. I think one part of it I pay about $20 a year for. That way I can tell them what time to, you know, they'll guarantee delivery by a certain time, or I can set up to get, you know, for them to deliver within a certain period of time. It's worth it if you have a fair amount coming in UPS, but I've had it some years. I'll sign up for it for a year and then sign in, you know, let it last for a year depending on what what kind of activity I got on UPS for that particular year. It's been handy in the past. I can even have it. I can just have it sent to the held at the UPS store, which is only a couple miles from the house. The UPS center is a little further than that. It's kind of chaotic getting in and out of that place. And the FedEx place is about a mile from the house. I can have it held at FedEx if I need to. Or Amazon, I'll either have it delivered here or have it delivered to Amazon Locker about a mile up the road. Especially during the holiday season, I did that several times. It gave me a little bit of peace of mind if we weren't going to be here. At least it would be, it'd be in a locker instead of sitting out on the porch.
Sorry, I had to drop off for a minute. I got a phone call and I had to answer it. It's one I've been expecting.
I figure you might be stuck, gonna have some traffic issues or something. But, what kind of printer are you getting? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm getting an Epson. It's a Workforce 4830. And, it's one of these that's got, two drawers so you can put two different kinds of paper in it and keep it in there. And, you know, real good. I've had good luck with an Epson, and I needed a new printer because right now I've got two, and I'm trying to combine both into one. So I've got to have one. I'm going to have a couple of printers for sale later. And so anyway, but that's. But I'm just staying with Epson because I like the quality of the Epson. They have really improved their printers.
One that did a great job printing, but it was what people call ink sucking vampire. It was just, it ate ink like nobody's business. And it wouldn't, you know, if one of the colors was out, it wouldn't operate purely black and white. And I've got just an inexpensive HP now that I use. I ran regular laser printers for the longest time. I had an old HP laser jet in last. Gosh, the cartridge is about $70, but it gave me 5,000-6,000 pages before it ran out, and the unit's not quite as expensive there. It seems to be a little better than the other ones did, but now I want you to, subscribe to the services and that sort of thing. I think the ones that you use run from a tank may be a better buy in the long run, but I'm not sure. I don't do enough printing anymore to be that concerned about it.
Well, the tank printers are expensive. They run $600 and up. So, anyway, well, I've arrived at the cartridge world. Let me get inside. I got to go see this man about some ink. I'll talk to you later. W2T clear for now.
W2T and for DJC clear. Talk to you later, Rusty.